podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Blue Monday, and we are here to reflect on not necessarily an Everton win, the first one in 13 games, but more stuff going on off the pitch. It never ends. Joining me to go through it all is Dave Downey. Dave, probably in some ways it's a blessing we don't have to speak too much about the match on Saturday because it was pretty horrific, but there could be nice things to be talking about. Just anyone who's not aware, I'm sure everybody is, on Monday Everton found out the result of their second hearing with the Premier League over breach of property and sustainability rules. It is a 2-point deduction. Everton are going to appeal it. The result puts us back down one place in the Premier League below Brentford, but still 2 points clear of the relegation zone as it stands with a game in hand, 7 games to play for us, 6 to play for most of our rivals. Dave, how do you feel about it? Is it relief that we're sort of near the end of this now? Are you disappointed it's 2 points? We expect them none. Where is it sitting with you a few hours on?
Been through a lot of different emotions when we found it out, Matt, because I think there was an assumption that we were going to get to a stage where something else was going to happen with this. We were in the dark about how it was going to become, given the 10 we got, then the 4 taken away, and then we knew there was something else going to come with the PSR stuff. Ultimately 2 points, and hope this doesn't come back to bite us on the arse kind of thing, but 2 points isn't as bad as I initially thought it was going to be. Just given the fact that the way the first one was, I thought this would be quite severe as well. The breaches and whatnot. But, you know, we'll be talking to Patrick Ridge at some point about the finer details of all this sort of thing, because he's excellent at that, and he'll put it all in sort of layman terms for us. But having digested it, having looked at the league table, I'm trying to get in my mind in a funny way, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there talking about that game against Burnley, which you don't really want to talk about given how horrendous of a match it was. I'm sort of keeping in my mind that it was a draw. We drew that, the 2 points are gone, do you know what I mean? And I think the way the whole game went, I think a draw probably would have been a fair result for neutrals watching it. So, I'm trying to sort of keep calm with this, and hopefully it's the end. And by that, I mean, might be controversial to say this as well, but appeals all over the place and whatnot, whether that means we get more, if we get less, whatever it is, just go and get it done now. We're in the home run to finish the season off. Finish outside of the bottom three, and then this horrendous season is over. And then we can start looking forward to, looking forward might be the wrong term to use, but we're going to have a summer to try and sort things out, then hopefully look forward to the new stadium coming less than a year away. But the main thing that it matters just to get away this as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think if someone had said, because obviously there was a point, wasn't there, in February around then when we got this second PSR charge through, that, you know, that was 10 points at the time. And if someone had said to you then that the grand total of both of the charges, obviously without knowing this one was going to be 8 points by the time your appeal's done, you probably would have taken that, wouldn't you? Like, because we were sat there with 10 offers, at that point it felt like it could be 10 again. Obviously it turns out and transpires, and again, we'll get into more detail from this throughout the week, because we're still sort of digesting the report and what this means in full. But the Premier League overall across these two commissions have recommended 17 points be taken off us. That's 12 from the first one, and obviously 5 from this one. But what Everton appealing does do, Dave, is it means that we could be in a situation where we go into the last, you know, we go beyond the last game of the season. You know, the final whistle could be blown on the last day of the season. We could be in 18th place after that last game at Arsenal. Forest could be in 17th, maybe ahead of us on goal difference or a point ahead of us. And then we could get 2 points back on the appeal from this one and go out the relegation zone in 5 days. You know, it could affect Luton in different ways as well. Brentford, Palace still down there. And I mean, that in itself is just a farcical situation. Like, I think we sort of joked about that could potentially happen when we got this second PSR charge and the timeline was laid out. But if you're looking at the way how tight it is down there, how slowly these teams are accumulating points, it's not beyond the realms of possibility, is it, that we could be sat there at Arsenal, relegated, but not really knowing what to do and how to feel about it all?
That's it, and that sort of that epitomises how pathetic the whole situation's been, doesn't it? With the people who've arranged this, the Premier League commissions, you know, all this different thing going on, the amounts and stuff. Finding out the Premier League actually have recommended that we get worse than what we've been given is quite alarming, really, especially given what Masters come out with after the first deduction of points was to say, well, you know, we need to be on the down with. In the government, so when he did that sort of reflection with the government questions towards him, and it seemed to be that he was quite defensive of all of this, but yet he still persisted with wanting more points deducted from us. And look, again, I don't want to go into sort of the legal terms and whatnot, and again, Patrick will be fantastic at talking about that, but to get into a situation where you don't quite know what's going to happen, to get into the end of a season, not knowing what's going to happen. I think emotionally for us, it's really difficult to digest and understand anyway. I actually do this time feel sorry for Dyche and the players and the club itself. And that's notwithstanding the amount of reasons it is that we're in this situation. Look, initially, we need to keep in our mind that this is the club's fault, that we've got to a position where we're getting these punishments. Having said that, the punishment itself is a disgrace, really. How much do you want to actually hit someone in the balls consecutively and repeating to do so? The Premier League being the force that's actually wanted this to be more is really alarming too. And then, like you say, you get into the final day of a season with, you know, who knows what's going to be going on around us. But again, something else I've tried to keep in a more positive approach to this is the three home games we've got. I keep on banging on about these three sides that are down there with us that we have to play. Sheffield United probably already gone. Brentford, Forest. You're going to win that. You get 9 points. That gets us to 36. There's no chance two sides below us are going to get 36. I'm pretty confident.
Unless Forest gets them back.
Yeah, well, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, before we got this one today, I was thinking if you get 10 points above 18th, which is, I don't know, it's a big ask now, obviously, but if you were to get 10 points above that, I don't think they could throw us what they wanted to and we could go down then. But the fact me and you were talking about this, what are we, at the start of April with 6-7 weeks to go, is it's a damning look at how this has happened, how it's come to pass with us all. And look, mate, we should be sat here, and like you say there, the ironic thing is we wouldn't have particularly loved talking about that win over Burnley, because it's one of the worst games of football I've seen in a long, long time at Everton. But nonetheless, it'd be a lot better talking about Everton getting the 3 points on the pitch than talking about getting sanctions thrown at us and deductions left, right and centre. But it's just, in general, it's horrible to be an Evertonian, isn't it? It really is a really difficult time to be a Blue. And I think the different times, the different occasions, the different feelings we had towards Everton this season have just been they've been hard to take, certainly a personal point of view, but I'm pretty sure you'll be along those lines in terms of being an Evertonian right now.
Yeah, like it feels like any kind of little ray of sunshine is just clouded, isn't it? Like you mentioned the word the weekend, even that was a slog, and there wasn't much enjoyable about it. But I think it's just sort of interesting, like, you know, talking about myself, like where the distribution of anger has been placed and shifted throughout this whole process. Because like, I've been fuming at the Premier League, I've been fuming at the football club, I've been fuming at these independent commissions and the appeal boards and Forest for their statements for a little bit when I first read that. But I think what's sort of come out in all this, and listen, the rules are obviously going to get changed soon, and given the way in which the season's gone, I don't know to what extent they'll be completely remodeled, because it is farcical. But I think obviously we've had Everton's first charge, Everton's appeal, Everton's second charge, and we've had Forest's first charge as well. And the arbitrary nature of the way in which they're going about these things, and again, I have to stress, I've not read fully through our ruling from today, but I've scanned through bits of it and seen what people have to say on Twitter. But you know, the phrase "making it up as they go along" is used a little bit freely sometimes. But this is very much is it, and you're seeing you see in terminology in the report today, like wide discretion that this panel can use. What does that even mean? Like, I mean, it's arbitrary anyway, but like, what does that even mean in this context? And obviously, you've got the situation now where Everton's two breaches don't tally up to what Forest breached on their first one, but where our punishment is 8 points compared to what they've got. You know, I appreciate that there can't be maybe set guidelines for this sort of thing, because teams might look at it and go, well, if we go over by £20 million, then we get a 5 point deduction. So it's probably worth signing this player for this amount, because, you know, they'll get us that much points, and teams will exploit it to that extent. But there needs to be some framework, surely, doesn't there, than having a completely independent panel every time? Because it feels like this one's going against what the last one said, and the last one's going against what the last one said. And when you think that the first one was 10 points, you know, how ridiculous was that? And of course, in these situations where we are in unprecedented times with points deductions, and these rules are only just starting to show the teeth for the first time, there are going to be little foibles and little creases here and there. But, you know, this is people's livelihood, isn't it? This is to use Everton and Nottingham Forest as guinea pigs in these situations. Go, we'll just tweak this there, we'll just tweak that there. This panel can do that. This panel can do that. It's absolutely shite. And like, I'm just so fed up of it all. Like, yeah. And I think if this is gonna work going forward, and like I said, I think they are gonna scrap it. I think there needs to be some semblance of a framework and an outline that shows that if you do this, you do get that kind of punishment. I appreciate it can't be set in stone, but something with a bit more of a framework, I think, has got to come in, because just going from panel to panel, we're then picking numbers out of thin air and disagreeing with rulings from the previous panels, just feels like it's going to get us nowhere.
Yeah, I think you're right what you say there about setting the precedence. But like you say, I think that the issue with that, which they've been reluctant to do, is there are specifics to every single case. Obviously, why clubs ended up in the situation they've ended up in. First defence to many would be, we didn't know this was going to be the situation. We thought we were allowed to do this, but we haven't been. And I agree with using Forest and ourselves there as the guinea pigs in this situation. The other thing that was going to my mind since this happened, back at the end of last year, I felt many other clubs would be getting dragged into this, and that might come out in the wash at some point, that other clubs are sitting there quite nervously looking on at what goes on with us. Other massive point that you've made there as well, which I think is a really interesting angle to think of it as, when you look at transfer windows, when you look at situations teams are in, could they be sitting there with the potential idea that, well, we're going to be relegated and we're 5 points adrift? So you're in Burnley situation now, and you think, well, I can go and get a top-class striker and a top-class midfielder on the transfer window. Obviously, unlikely to happen, but just bear with me with this scenario. Is the juice sort of worth the squeeze type of scenario? I.e., you know how many points you're going to get deducted, but us going and signing some players that could really improve us, does the balance sort of look further in our favour if we were to have them points, accept them, but we have a better team to potentially go and stay up in the league? And I think that's a really interesting point you've made it there, because I bet you that's something that various clubs would certainly look at, because the lesser of two evils isn't necessarily the thing that's going to help you the most. And I think this entire thing this season, and again, I'm not trying to repeat, but everything you've said there is excellent, the points you've made there. Everything that happens this season won't be the precedence for the way this goes forward, and it really should be. This should be the way clubs are going to get this, the way the clubs are going to get that, like you say. But, you know, in contrast to that, it's impossible. It's impossible, because I don't know how they could say, well, we did this with Everton, but your financial situation is completely different. Your revenue's coming on something completely different the way Everton's did. You spent too much money on something completely different to what Everton did. Is that allowed? What length of punishment should they deserve via that? The Premier League and these commissions, you know, panels, whatever it is, whoever it is, it was sorting these sorts of things out. It's not like they've got a book, a rules book to look at and say, oh yeah, this is, you know, 2.1A or whatever it is, they deserve this, they deserve that. How does that go on? I mean, some other things I read there from colleagues at work who were sort of trying to put it into sort of perspective, really, have said, well, you know, the Premier League sort of asking and recommending that it's a 5-point deduction that we should get rather than the two that they've decided. You know, the integrity of the Premier League is a question then too. Because if you think that, well, you know, Everton deserve more punishment here, how far down the line does that go in regards to what they'd attempted? Look, I'm not talking about like VAR decisions or anything like that, but there are certain times when I look at things and think, do you know what? Given the fact that their integrity has been questioned, who knows the way in which they could affect Everton in many, many different ways and the other clubs as well. And plus, we're sitting here to see what goes on with Forest. That's why the first thing I reacted, my reaction on Twitter was, I just don't care about this anymore, which obviously sounds really, really stupid given how devoted we are to Everton and how much we do for our work and all that sort of thing. I looked at it and I think, I'm not in football for this. This is something that really, it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel really sad, Matt, that this is what we're down to in football. Look, I get, you know, Everton are the reason why they've ended up in here. This wouldn't happen if Everton were, you know, acting in the right way towards these things happen, knowing the restrictions that you've got at the start. This wouldn't happen. I get that. But then for that to just continue kicking the can down the road, we're the ones that suffer. We are the ones that suffer there. Peter McFarlane obviously does all sorts with us. He's been with the 1878. He's been all sorts trying to get an atmosphere going at Goodison with the flags, everything we did when we nearly went down in the last two seasons, going along County Road, all of that sort of thing. We're going to need that again. Let's face it, we will. We already need that again. It's hard to remain into football. I personally thinking in general, like I know you do that sort of thing yourself. You like watching games from across Europe and things like that. That must be an absolute joy to thinking about our football club. That must be something that you don't think is a chore to watch. And a chore is probably the wrong way because I'm never going to stop loving Everton. I'm never going to stop watching Everton. But the fact that this is the way the game is these days makes it so hard. In the equivalent of what you said about Brighton going to that game, it makes things really difficult to love and like our club and watch them as much as we have done in our past. And the irony in that is we've mostly been shite in our past as well. So where does this end? It's just it's hard to maintain something that's logical in your mind the way Everton are.
Well, it's not ending yet either because I'm sure you've seen it as well because there's another potential charge that's cool. Well, there's another hearing that's coming at some point next season, and that's in relation to disputed costs over stadium. Well, I wasn't going into too much. Everton effectively say that 6.5 million of that money is related to stadium costs, which would obviously mean it's not included in the PSR calculation, and the Premier League saying it is. So that is going to be heard, it looks like, next season. So it means that next season we could potentially get another points deduction as well. Although, given it's only 6.5 million, I can't imagine it'd be anything massive compared to obviously what we've had this time and maybe the fact as well that the Premier League have sort of, I mean, again, I don't know loads about this, but agreed to put this one back a little bit. Maybe it's one of them where it's not quite as severe, but it's gonna go on a little bit longer. And just one other line that I thought was quite interesting, and Julia Bold highlighted this on Twitter, pointing to 2.256 of the Independent Commission rule and saying that many, if not most, of the criticisms levelled against the club, that's Everton, obviously, by the Premier League, are unwarranted, overstated, or both. So I think that in itself is quite damning of the Premier League and the way in which they try to handle this throughout, really. And listen, like you said, Everton, if you don't break the rules, you don't put yourself in a position to get punished. But to potentially, and if they had their way, to dock one of their members 17 points, you know, that's almost double what you'd get for going into administration over the course of a season is absolutely ludicrous. But just finally, David, we've been doing a very quick show today. We're going to get into this a little bit more throughout the week once we've digested this and had a bit more of a grasp on things. But this can only be good, can't it, for the team? I think it's obviously, I say that sounds a ridiculous thing to say when they've had 2 points taken off them, but there is at least some certainty now around this. It's not going to get worse than this. You know, it'd be extraordinary if it did.
Yeah.
In terms of the appeal, obviously, doesn't really feel there's any danger it was appealing this. We haven't kicked off in our statement like Forest did. It feels like we've crop-weighted a lot more with the Premier League going forward on it. But there is some semblance of certainty now about what we're going to have to do and where we're going to have to finish and how many points we'll have as a minimum as opposed to what could be getting taken off us. So it feels very much like, you know, we outline that nightmare situation for potentially for Forest on the last day of the season. But if we get to the last day and we're 17th, then regardless of what happens with our appeal, we'll be fine because Forest will be done and we can just sort of forget about this horrific season forever. And, I think that uncertainty maybe for the manager and the players might have been the worst thing about all this. Not sort of knowing where you are, and they don't know where they are yet fully, but they've got a much better idea about it after today.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me a little bit is we felt that was going to be a catalyst when this first happened. But then from what you said...
I think the first one, I felt like it would be like a galvanising. I don't think this would be that. I just think it'd be like a, right... We know now. We know what the job is now, as opposed to, there would have been times in the past few weeks where they've got a good point, or the weekend when they won, and I imagine people would have been sat there in the dressing room going, "Well, what does that mean in the grand scheme of things?" Because we could get this taken off us again. I've seen the joke doing the rounds today that Burnley scored in the 90th plus 2 days minute to get an equaliser for this game. But I just feel like that certainty and again, I use certainty in inverted commas because it's not certain yet by any means. But that should surely help them a lot in terms of just being prepared and being focused on what the actual job is.
The closure, there should be a closure. Certainly for Sean Dyche. And look, you look in recent months, we've been talking a lot and heavily talking about Dyche and the issues he's had as the manager, the way in which he's lined up the team, the things that you typically talk about when your football team is struggling. We've done a lot of that. The last time it did happen, I hate to refer to it, but I remember thinking that this should galvanise Everton at the time because Dyche should be the perfect manager in charge for such situations where your back's against the wall. And he hasn't really. I think back to that Man United game, it was the day after the reduction. And up until, I don't know, quite some time, I didn't feel as if Everton have really used that as any sort of catalyst to try and get themselves into an approach how they take on the opposition. This time, I think it's hit or bust as well. I think Matt and that should play into his hands and the players and getting them in the right mood and position. I guess the grand question is, are we good enough to go and get the amount of points we need to stay in the league now? And back to that sort of age old question, really, are we good enough to stay up? Given that we scrapped the hell out of that shocking game against Burnley, still come out as winners with 3 points. I don't care if we have to do that every week. That's what needs to be done. Still keep referring to those three games at home. We win those three at home. Everton stay in the Premier League. I still firmly believe that there won't be two clubs that are below us that get to 36 points. I don't think Luton will, and I certainly don't think Forest will. I've been looking at the fixtures all day. I don't think that happens. So if you go and win those three, that's without the other four games on top of that, which are all away from home. One of them being Luton, of course. Everton go and do that. Everton stay in the Premier League. And I'm keeping that front and centre in my approach to the games we play. So, i.e., we go to Chelsea next Monday, a week today. Get anything from that, it's a bonus. I know how bad they've been. Every chance you go there and scrap a draw out of it. But now it's, the ball's in the court of Sean Dyche and the players.
I think the fixtures are quite nice for us this weekend. I don't know, Chelsea away is hard and we've got a horrific record there. But I think Luton having City away, Palace having Liverpool away, it just sort of gives us time to catch our breath a little bit after all this, doesn't it? And, you never know, do you? But
I don't know what you think, Les. Les, I'm just thinking of Les today. Matt, obviously we'll hear from Les this week as well, but do you think in this situation it's better to play second or you'd want your game done first and foremost?
When these are the fixtures, when the other teams have got those fixtures, I don't know who Forest have got. I imagine they'll be at home, won't they, because they're away.
Wolves, I think. Wolves at home.
Wolves have fallen off a little bit, haven't they, recently?
Yeah.
So that's potentially winnable for them. But then they'll have some tough away games coming up as well, won't they? I don't know.
Do you think you can handle that?
I think you're right. Like, you know, we're still in a position where we are above. Two teams need to overtake us, like our results. And given that, you know, Forest have had points taken off, of course, but by and large, all those teams down there have been going at much less than a point a game, haven't they? In terms of what they've accrued this season, there are six games to go for them. And like you said, if we get two draws and a win, sorry, two wins and a draw from those three home games that you mentioned there, I feel like that'll be sad. And then like if you draw Chelsea and you go to Luton and don't get beat, like that's Luton games 3 games away, isn't it, from the end of the season?
That's
off fair. Like, I mean, it might as well be up on ultimate game because Arsenal away, you can write that off, can't we?
It's the end of April, the week at the end of April, when we have those two crucial home games and then the derby in the middle of the two.
Yeah,
I think that week we have all three at home. Is it? Am I right in saying that?
I think you don't want it going to Sheffield United at home, do you? That would feel like a last day.
Yeah, and that's what, like, everyone who's listened to this, I'd love to get their reactions to what game would you be happy with it going to? Not happy, but what game would you prefer it to be going to?
I think the situation, like, I think the ideal situation from, it's not ideal, obviously, but, like, if someone said to me, you go into Luton and you don't get beat and you're safe, like, I think I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been banging on about this for quite a few weeks now. Ross Barkley will have something to say about this, you know. I just have it in my mind that Ross Barkley's going to do something good or bad in that game we have down at Luton. I wish we weren't going there because they're everyone's second favourite team this year, aren't they? Great to watch and all that, but they eventually lose games like 4-3 and things like that. Going down there to like an absolute dive of a stadium where you need to show up. You know that they're gonna, you know, try and not knock it out at every point they can. Every time they want to win tackles, they'll be going all over you throughout the entire game. I don't know. It should be a dice thing where he should relish that, but I'm not sure.
If we draw on Monday and then we beat Forest and Brentford, like, I don't think that game matters. Like, I think we'll be fine by then at that point. But, like, you know, if someone says to you, like, that's not a terrible scenario, is it, going there and not losing and you're fine? But, like, you want to have that Sheffield United game in the bag, but you don't want it to go to that, because, you know, that would be a horrible nervy one. And then, you know, Arsenal last day, we've got a shocking record there. So,
well, I think I would think by the time we get Sheffield United, they'll be gone mathematically by then.
Yeah.
Which you think that Chris Wilder will be trying out a few things, maybe because they start looking towards next season, maybe, you know, looking to summer and what they might do in the summer to get back into the Premier League. Also, I mean, the derby sticks out a little bit as well. I mean, the best thing, the thing that I'm thinking about is it would be amazing for us and very deserving of us as fans is we've already stayed up. We've got the derby and we beat them, so they don't win the Premier League. So I'm trying to keep positives in my mind here, Matt, that we don't actually have to get anything against Liverpool, so it won't mean as much if you go and lose that. Nobody wants to lose a derby. But if we were still up by then, I really don't care. I would not care about the remainder of the season, the remainder of the games, the way in which we play, what Sean Dyche is like. I could not give a care in the world if Everton is still in the Premier League. There's no, by no means necessary now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We will leave it there this week. Like I said, just a quick show today to quickly get our reaction out to that news. We'll be back throughout the week, subs weekly. We'll have a weekend preview and a mailbag as well. We'll also have an old new Borough Blue that's back this week. So yeah, plenty going on, plenty to discuss. We'll talk about Everton's win on Saturday a little bit more as well, we promise. But cheers to David joining me today. Let us know your thoughts if you're watching us on YouTube in the comment section. Always good to see what our viewers have got to say. Do like and subscribe. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else like that, please do leave a rating, do leave a review. Again, all those things help out with the show. So thanks for tuning in. Up the toffees, and we'll catch you again very soon here on The Blue Room.
Sports Social Podcast Network.